So let's talk about the PROfound trial just presented now at the ESMO meeting. Before you get into that, can you talk about what we knew about PARP inhibitor activity prior to this study?
So if I may begin maybe with earlier data going back to 10 plus years ago, where there was emerging preclinical data looking at the collaborative cooperation, I want to say, between AR targeting and PARP inhibition, or the creation of synthetic lethality in the context of, you know, the use of an alkylator and then using a PARP inhibitor. The data in prostate cancer preclinically, one of the very interesting set of data came out of Dr. Karen Knudsen's laboratory, and I want to say published around 2010, 2011, definitely was presented at AACR, as I recall, that suggested in hormone-sensitive tumor models, co-targeting AR and DNA repair pathways with a PARP inhibitor, in fact, could give you a synergistic effect. Essentially, what I would interpret as kind of creating a synthetic lethality. This was not specifically in like BRCA defective type tumor types. There was also work on the use of alkylators and then adding a PARP inhibitor with the idea that you're creating DNA damage and then trying to inhibit repair with the PARP inhibitor. So all of that preclinical work. We started a clinical trial based on the concept of co-targeting AR and DNA repair. And this was an NCI-funded multi-site trial where we looked at patients with abiraterone and prednisone, or abiraterone, prednisone, and veliparib, which is another PARP inhibitor. And we stratified these men by the presence or absence of ETS gene fusions. This is TMPRSS2 ERG gene fusions that preclinically there was data suggesting that they may make the patient's tumors more susceptible to combination treatment. At the end of that trial, what we found was something very interesting, was that the combination did not seem to have an overall much better advantage over, you know, AR targeting alone. But we found that men who had actually DNA repair defect, and these are men whose tumors were tested under the umbrella of the standard to cancer that I was mentioning to you earlier, these men did much better whether they were on AR-targeted drug alone or with the combination treatment, which was fascinating, again, raising a flag regarding the potential sensitivity of these tumors to AR targeting. In the meantime, there was other trials ongoing where the tumors were tested also under the stand-up to cancer with olaparib. And this is TOPARP-A, which actually was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, where men who had been heavily pretreated with other kind of standard of care treatment who had metastatic castration-resistant disease were given olaparib. And interestingly, basically, the majority of patients who actually end up having DNA repair defects appear to respond to the treatment, and a minority of patients who were intact tumors might have responded, raising the flag again that we're seeing certain signals.